About two different gears. The gears we have it printed in our Ramah is very difficult. Our gears is as follows. The Yesh Matirin, Lishan B'Tolch HaTaner, Sh'och Bo Min Bo Jom, Demayach HaShol Tmina Bo Rak Ocho Bo Min Bo Jom, Konisha Bo Rak Hevel Ma'at, Ve'en Lochus L'Bishul, U'vilvach Lo Netzana L'Gamri, about two different gears. The gears we have it printed in our Ramah is very difficult. Our gears is as follows. The Yesh Matirin, Lishan B'Tolch HaTaner, Sh'och Bo Min Bo Jom, Demayach HaShol Tmina Bo Rak Ocho Bo Min Bo Jom, Konisha Bo Rak Hevel Ma'at, Ve'en Lochus L'Bishul, U'vilvach Lo Netzana L'Gamri, The Yesh Matirin B'Zeh. V'yim ha'chom kol kach b'tana sh'yatsa l'edetzbo osu. If you have that gear, as we have it, the clear implication is the first part of the Ramah is referring to a case with less than yatsa l'edetzbo. And the plea is, if it's yet less than yatsa l'edetzbo, who ever heard that anything should be osu? Less than yatsa l'edetzbo, everything should be mutter. That's the problem. We said that, we discussed that this week. So it starts with a chazanish. Chazanish says that you have a tanur, and part of the tanur is yatsa l'edetz, and part is less than yatsa l'edetz. May you put it back on the part that's less than yatsa l'edetz, though. Chazanish says he thinks it's also. Why? Shein limsar l'cholecha tarosa b'yodo, v'yenka mechitza magderet bin mokom ha'osu l'mokom ha'mutis. He's a chidish go. Chazanish said if you have a tana that's partly yad saleta, it's partly not yad saleta, you have to ask everything. Because you don't know exactly where to draw the line. And the guy's going to make a mistake. And he considers that to be part of the Yisra. Not that he made up an Yisra in the 20th century. So that's part of the Yisra of Chazal. Because it's part of the yad saleta. So you have to ask it everything, yes?
It's so difficult to tell, so it's really difficult to put the water in a place where it's not going to reach out so much. In a place where it will reach out so much, you can't put a question on it. So there's no separate.
Talk about smicha?
Yeah.
Come to that in a minute. So Rechazan is talking about in the tongue. In the tongue. That's his case. Right? In stomach lepiatana, which means in the tana, so near the opening, yay hot, and deep inside it's hotter. You can't put it anywhere in the tana. You're asking about smicha, we'll come to that later. That's the question. So that's the case. One could save Shana Ramo as we have it, as it's printed in our text. That's what he means. That the first case is also even if it's less than yatsa l'edetz. So how can that be? How is that possible? A similar gzeira, you might argue. That, look, it was yatsa l'edetz, obviously, when the fire was on. The fire was turned off, and maybe it's residual heat gradually gets less and less and less and less. So it sinks beneath yatsa l'edetz. You don't know exactly when that's going to be. So therefore they asked it later, the kind of a gzeira. That kind of a situation. Or maybe it's even referring to the Chazanish direct case where part of the Tanakh is yatsa l'edetzbo. As the case may be, this is one way to explain the Ramah according to our Girsa. We mentioned already last week, our Girsa is very difficult. The probability is that the Girsa that grows correct. He took out the Vav from the word V'im. V'yesh machmirim b'zeh im achom kol kach v'tanah sh'yatsa l'edetzbo. The whole thing is referring to only yatsa l'edetzbo. There is no Easter if it's not Yatsa L'edetzbo, but there is no Easter, any Easter of Bishul, of Zoro, anything. Shehiya only says, but it's officially halachically hot, Yatsa L'edetzbo. That's the Pasht. That's the Pasht. This being the case, it would seem to me that it's mutter to put something, even according to the Chazanish, certainly according to the those who may disagree with him, are in an oven, your oven inside your kitchen, even. Stove on top, an oven on the bottom, many places with the oven is busy the whole part of the afternoon. It's hot, cooking the chicken in there, the kugels in there, it's really hot. Then, right before lift pension, the oven is turned off. The oven is turned off because you don't need it anymore. for the rest of Shabbos. But you want to keep the food hot for the Friday night meal, which will be served, figure it out, an hour and a half, two, after Lich Benchen. So you leave it there and with the residual heat. So one might say, that's mutter. That's mutter. That's mutter. Why? Why? Because in this particular case, what happened? The fire goes out completely in 1 second. Turns it off. Totally. So if you turn the fire off totally in 1 split second, this chumra of the Ramah, where he talks about a situation of what? Of Tanur Sha'af of Babylon Yom. So then is a question of this type, because it's not as well defined as our oven. You have coals, and then you know you cooked them before, and there's still some source of heat still coming up, but the coals are, you know, still have some new heat, new coals, or some of the coals are still maybe burning. That's why they ask it, as opposed to the situation I just described. Rabbi Eider has something about this in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos. So let me find it. Yeah. Page 380, or page 119 in your set of papers. This is about the goals that are saying that placing cooked food before Shabbos into our ovens where the fire is turned off is permissible. This is permissible even if the fire was turned off right before Shabbos. That's what he said. Let's see what's in the bottom. Kach nira delek ala mecha shem yichate kevan she sagur ha'ech. Now, let's see. The Ramah's case is not where we're putting the food there on Shabbos. That's what the Ramah's not. But to put it from before Shabbos would certainly be mutter for the reasons we just said. There's a few other things which we'll come to a little bit later in terms of purpose. I want to discuss what I said I discussed weeks of the blessed. Some of you just sort of stayed away from the whole time, haven't gotten involved in it. By the way, on Shabbos itself, I believe it's also permissible to put food into the oven, okay, I mentioned already once before, with when the power line only is on. There's a power line at the very bottom of the floor of the oven, and you put it on the shelf, it'll never reach out to let it go. When you open the oven, when it's, you know, just put your hand in, and you leave it there indefinitely. So it's just a little small fire. So what are you bothering putting the kugel there for on Shabbos morning? To chill out. Something it makes doesn't make it hot. Doesn't even really make it lukewarm. Get some of the chill out. But I think it'll be mutter as well. Now the story, what's with the blech? The blech has three parts to it. Very important. Agave ha'esh, literally on top of the fire. Then a circle around, which in many blechs may actually include the entire blech, which is what we call yatzalet as well. But you can't put your hands, you can't keep your hand on the blech. And then there may be a part in the large size blech with a fairly small fire, where you can even keep your hand there indefinitely. No problem. And again, depending on the discussion a couple of weeks ago, they may have a status of Amy at the letter book. What's the halachic status of all these things? That's very important. There are people who have a blech, it's important to know what to do with it. The first way you should know, Chazanish denies the whole blech. Finish. Doesn't work. Because the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch was not blessed. We discussed this last week. Remember, we had the inverted pan. The inverted pan, which was the kind of a blessed, which the Shulchan Aruch spoke about in Rishon Gimel, Siv Gimel. So the cognition of an inverted pan will be Mimai Komo. Upside down, it will be air pocket. As opposed to the flat blessed, he says that doesn't count for beans. But the Minig Olam is not that way. I imagine the Bnei Brak, they probably do something different because it's Sakha Chazanish. But beyond that, wherever I've gone, I've always been a blessed being used. Yes? Okay. Well, it's part of Shia Zahar too. But that was not part of the Takana. Takana was. Maybe you're right. I don't know. The Chazanish, I think, is. I can't answer the question. I don't have it in front of me. You're right. Sif Gimel is talking about Hafzara. Could be you're right. But that'll be a very interesting distinction between Hafzara and Shehiyah. There's a difference. Well, I understand, but the same expression is used, Grufa Ketuma, is used by both, and the reason is interchangeable. I have to look inside. Yes? No, that's what you just have to in a different form. A blech, as we discussed last week, could have two functions. One as far as heker, and two as far as nirik and levasha. And we discussed that. That was the opening part of last week's shiur. So it could be have an impact on both. So, again, could be. This is what he said. Now, that's the question. What about the other part of the blech? So either Oster's the part of the blech which is not Yasa let us go, based upon the chazanish we mentioned earlier, concerning the Tana, the Pia Tana and the Nima Tana. It's page 364, you have it in 117. It says over there, some poskim hold that one should refrain from placing foods on the third area. Third means it's not even that's the lettuce bowl on Shabbos. Why? Kak nira d'izbar chazanish shekasav, quote, v'yesh l'stapik im samach l'tivin ein yat lettuce bowl v'onkel yat lettuce bowl imutu l'hakvir v'mutabah d'osr she'ein nimsa l'cholecha t'arosu b'yozah v'ekan l'chitza magderet v'mokom l'osr l'mokom amutur. Period. And here's the question whether the Rabbi Eider is correct or not. As you mentioned before, the Chazanish is referring to a case of an oven and proper. And if either extended it to a blech, what's the difference? A blech, an oven, it's all the same thing. We have to understand one fundamental question. What is the halachic status of the area of the blech which is off the fire? What is the halachic status? Is that called al-gabe or esh? After all, there's fire here, and the blech extends. Well, no, that's not called al-gabe or esh. That's called Summer flesh. That's the question. So I thought that if it's summer flesh, you can't say like Rabbi Eider said. I'll tell you why. Because if summer flesh was the same zera that is Tarasik and Limsa the Khalakha Tarasa Biyado, it's the end of the soul. If you'll ask him an entire oven on this basis, fine, if you're limited to the walls of the oven. But the moment you'll say that it applies forever, so where do you draw the line? That's the Aster Smicha Tov Kala Ola, because you don't know where to draw a line. Have a fire here. And then you go here and here and here and here, just go on forever. What is it? You're speaking from a physics perspective. I'm speaking from the halakhic perspective. Back of the conduct heat on the floor, does the desk conduct heat? The table conduct heat? The ladder conduct heat. How much do you want? What? You have to have a halachic status. That is, you think it should be this way, it should be that way. That's more of a rigorous basis for it, for a division, for a dividing. That's what I thought. That's at least.
The top of the
Tana is something which is
the
slow. If you consider the entire, no, if you consider the tire blessed be Agabi Ha'esh, you're right. 90% right. I can hear that position. I can hear that position fine. No problem. Doesn't bother me. Fine. Good. But if you consider the Ha'esh, Agabi Ha'esh to be here, that's it. Just this little piece. Let's say you had this small little blessed, this little round thing that just cover the fire itself. So then you'll say, well, what about the rest of the oven? It's all in the oven, so it's all what we call an oven, right? On the stove top. So we say that. Well, I just normally you just have a cover like this, and it's a separate physical entity than the remainder of the stove top. So I would have said the holiday. Because in the middle of the fact it happens to be one sheet of metal, piece of tin. I can sympathize with your position, but I think I'll feel locker, not strong enough to carry the day. That's what I thought. Now, 1 second. Yes, sir.
If you consider the Shemachayish, and you used to get the Nasa star of Aim of Abashem, because the Maya says that there is that whenever you come here to catch the Shemachayish, you can put what they might is close enough that it warms up as long as it's not, you can't potentially reach out to the Nasa star.
Okay.
The Nasa star, the Maya explicitly says you do make a Shemachayish.
Okay. Good. 1 second. No, but he's right, then...
If he's Al-Gabesh, right, what is he going to call it Samachesh?
No, but they're saying it's Samachesh, but it's one physical being. That's what we're suggesting. But that's what I'm saying. That doesn't seem to me to be proper for Allah. Take a look over here. On page 365, it's 118 in your version. A pot of liquid on the first area may be moved into the second area and vice versa. So which means you can move from the pot directly on the fire to the pot which is off the fire, but is Yatza Letizba. That's what it said. Why? Zup Rav Eider in Tuf Reish Ayin Ches. Catch that now. Is that 1078? Right? Footnote. Quote. What does that mean? Rav Eider is saying clearly that if you use the area Samach, okay, the bad word. He used the area which is off the fire, but it's clearly out the lettuce on the black as being a Kira Acheret. That means he views that entire as being what? Al Gabi Ha'esh Mamish. Al Gabi Ha'esh is only a 4 inches. The pot is a foot. And the blech is 2 feet. It's all considered one Gabi Ha'esh, one big happy family. Of course you can move it from the foot to the 6 inches to the 2 inches. It's all the same thing. So therefore, I mean, I don't know if you so I don't know if you ever thought of this, I haven't spoken to him about it, but the stomach, even if he didn't, we could say, the Shittah, so if he's right, then he's right to quote the Chazon Ish, which will say the statement when it comes to Tanner, and to apply it to a blech. He's right. The feet of Aro, as the whole blech is considered Al Gabi Ha'esh Mamish, as he calls it over here, Kira Ker. So then he's right to ask, he's right to apply the Chazon Ish's Svara to this kind of a situation, L'shitasa. But, I'm not sure if he's really consistent to here. Because if you take a look in the previous page, 117, where he discusses the area, you know, these three areas, on the fire, near the fire, and in Moyat Letizbo, there he said, seems to say that the area near the fire, not directly on top, is called smicha. Because he quotes the Chazon Ish, which we'll discuss soon, tafilim is smicha le'al gaba mutter. So suddenly he's defining, he's giving a different explanation why you can move from the part right off the fire to the part on the fire. Not as we said before, the kira, that they're both considered al gaba ha'esh. But it's considered smicha le'al gaba, and he quoted the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said it's mutter. If that's the case, though, then I thought that you would not apply the Chumras Chazon Ish of Ein Yatzah Letizbo up the Yatzah Letizbo, because it's only smicha, and it's smicha, you don't say that. The truth of the matter is, I have a major problem with even with what the Chazon Ish said. Chazon Ish said, Mismicha Lal Gabas Mutter. I don't understand why it should be so. He says, Misvara, Kol Shihui Echadu. All Shihui is one. Of course, he was Shali, but that's not Mukhuk at all. He says, basically, Misvara. I said, that's not some Mukhuk, absolutely not Mukhuk at all. I'll tell you why. I thought Smich is not called Shihui. You know why? Because the Chazanish himself makes the following distinction. He says, if you have something which is on the, which was Samach Leish before Shabbos, right? He says it's mutter to put it, al gaba. Then he says in the next paragraph, if you have something which is al gabe kedera before Shabbos, that's the last week's shiur, kedera al gabe kedera. Was the kedera al gabe kedera before Shabbos? Now on Shabbos you want to remove the stay underneath and put it on the left directly. He says you may not do it. What happens to Kol Shiur Yachasi? The teretz is, you could argue, that there could be a case that's near the fire, but our Pialoch is not considered a Shiur. So the Chazanish argued that Smicha Lal Gaba is Mutter, and if Magabe Kedera is on top of the fire, is Aser. Lefi Anias Daiti, we could say exactly the reverse. Bidiyuk Lefer. Not much the reverse of Chazanish. I'll tell you why. Based on last week's shiur, he said that you cannot, we mentioned in Mechaber said, excuse me, the Bialochus and Aration and Test, that you cannot leave food on the Kedera, Gabe Kedera, from before Shabbos, if it's not Yatzaletus, if it's not Machal Ben Rusoi. What do you see from that? The Kedera, Gabe Kedera is considered HaGabi HaEsh, which Ma'al Ismo, Smicha by Shehiyah is Mutter. Even less than Yatzaletus Bo. So from that fact, it seemed to me, Punk Faker from Chazanish. If it's, if it's along the side of the fire, not directly on top of it, it's considered Shalah Agabe Yesh. And therefore I thought it should be us to remove it from there to Agabe Yesh proper. Was on the contrary. But on Agabe Vikdera, Agabe Kedera, I thought, that's called Agabe Yesh. Vaharaya, Smicha is Aser. Not Smicha. Shehi is Aser, Agabe Kedera, if it's not Macha Ben Dusoi. So I wanted to suggest, I mean, who am I? Who is the Mistapina? But the exact reverse of Chazanish. That's from Smichel Al Gab, I wanted to suggest would be us. And from Al Gabik Terra to Al Gabi Yesh Prop, I thought would be Mutter. He says, Punk Faker. That's just an argument which one could raise. Oh. But now, so therefore I thought that the only way to be Matir, to move from the part adjoining the fire to the part directly on the fire, is by saying the other assumption, namely, that the whole thing is considered what? Agave is proper. Ah, once you say that, then we can understand that Aida's Kumra, after the entire block, even less than the Athletic School. So again, the status of the block is certainly a matter of controversy. What is it? Is it considered Samaklesh, or is it considered Agave Esh? And there's a side controversy, which me against Kavanish, so I don't think I'm a good special, it's a lot of controversy. There was a sheet of the Chazanish which I thought I had a shiloh about, what's considered mutter to move from that status to Agabe Yesh proper. He says, from Agabe Kedera is Oster, from Shia is mutter, from Smicha is mutter. What should be the other way around? I don't know. But, that's my opinion against his, so I have to keep perspective over here. That's as far as this issue is concerned. So now, what about moving from what he called Area 3 to Area 2? This is halacha lemaisa sometimes. So you have, people want to have the water on the fire. They don't want it to boil out. You move it to the corner of the bluff. To the corner. When he reaches the corner, it could be less than Yatzaletus Bo. Can you move that back to the fire now on Shabbos or not? It obviously has to be more than, it has to be low enough down on the garment, otherwise the Shabbos Bishul. But again, you're right, but it could be solid and it's not even a problem either, actually. But is the corner of the black which is less than that's the other spot, can you move from there onto section 2 or section 1, which is a yes or no? So the Chazanish says no. Why not? Because it's considered to be off the fire. Sure. Now you have to let it go off the fire by definition. Period. So you can't move it back. Either, here writes as follows. What happened? A pot of food which has been on the third area may not be moved onto the first or second area. Chazanish. He just said, in Hoyle B'mokot Shein HaTzoletetzbo, Av Shehein Adayin Chanin. No, the food itself is HaTzoletetzbo, but the part of the blood, you put your hand there. Shein HaTzoletetzbo, Osir. So B'mokot Shein HaTzoletetzbo, Choshim Shiyui. Bable Masha B'tchila B'shabit. Moshe's atal was mocked. Why? But Moshe held an amazing vote. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there were a number of considerations when we discussed when you can return something on Shabbos to the fire. You need five things. You should memorize the five things, right? That has to be the Lushnikal circle. Has to be Lonestan Lagamre, that's the episode of that condition later. Has to be Mechusa, Gor for Kotzer. Has to be Oda B'yodo and Da'at Olahachzer. Tomorrow in Masechet Shabbos discusses how can we pass on the halach. But Moshe wants to say in a tshuva, which is against what everyone else assumes, against the Pashat Pshat and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, but Moshe says that if I put it on the floor, that it's also the return, even though Da'at Olahachzer. If I put it on a bench, on a table, then it's mutter. Sira Pashitas. Some say that as long as it's Da'at HaHachzer, it's good enough, even if it's Al-Gabay Karka. And others say that it's the only problem if it's Al-Gabay Karka and Al-Gabay Shulchan. So if it's Sira Shneim Yachda, if it's Da'at HaHachzer, you put it down on the table, you may return it. No, if that's the case, I put it on the blef to the corner, which is less than Yachda Lettuce Bowl. It's no worse than putting it on the table. But that's the Pashup Shad and Rav Moshe, and I think that his book says that way. Shabbos Kitchen says that way. I originally thought that maybe Rav Moshe had meant a different verse. That the entire bluff is like one big pan. That was just before. One big pan, and even if I had left on the corner of a pan, you can still move it to the other side. That's what I thought perhaps. It's more likely to be for Charlie gave it initially as Rav Moshe Lushitas to against Rav Apostle. Oh. Rav Osa. To me, the Bialach himself is Mekel B'Shat HaTchak with either O the Biyodo or Da'at HaLahachzer. Again, based on the various sheikahs. Not L'Chamchila. Rav Moshe Mekel even L'Chamchila. It's against almost everybody. So the Bialach is Mekel B'Diyevet B'Shat HaTchak. Big question that becomes, how do you define the condition of Lonestan and Lagan? Big machlokas the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Goyim. Is it halacha in Bishul or is it halacha in what we call Bat Lashir Rishon? We discussed this because at length last week. There are three levels. The Shehiya, the Tachzara, and then there's what we call the Tina Mechadosh. And we have it with the Chidush in Iran, the Suda Iran, all the Shit. The question then becomes, this condition which is found in the Poskim, the Ramon, so it's found in the Gami, what? Why is that so? The Goyen says it's just a lot of ambition. The Ramon says she's also. Some are double lach. And if the sound of the Gami is an issue of vicious, of course, it's not, you need a lot of sound of the Gami. So if it'll be dry according to that, then the condition of Loan and stand on the garment would not be required. Saying Bishlach Abishal. The Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham says that the reason for Loan and stand on the garment is in Hilchos Shehiyah and Achzara. It's Butler Shehiyah Rishona if it cools off. Totally. And therefore, even if it's dry, it would still be prohibited. The problem with the Mogen Avraham is not the shita itself, it's a very logical shita, but where he said it. If he would have said it back in Siv Beis, so. But the Ramah happens to be, the Mogen Avraham happens to be in Siv Kratan Lamed Vov, which goes on the Ramah and Siv Hei. Ramah and Siv Hei we mentioned earlier today. That's the Ramah we saw before. Ramah is referring to a case where it was off the Vov Yom. So there the Ramah says, Vuvach Lo Nitzan Legamah. Now there, the whole point of the Ramah is that if off Bomi Bo Yom, they never imposed the Chumras of Shehi and Avzara. That's the whole point of the Ramah and Sifei. So there, obviously, Ubilvach, Lonitan, and Lagamah is a Hilchas Bishul Dikadin. So I don't understand the Mogen Avraham couldn't give his interpretation of Sifei. I don't understand. But it's Sifei, where there's a regular fire, which is not off Bomi Bo Yom, but there's still fire there now. Then you can understand the idea of the Nitzan and the Gamre, which is the requirement, in one of two ways. Either because of Bishul, or because of Hafzara and Afkamina for dry food. Dry food. Big Afkamina. Tremendous Afkamina. How do we pass in the Shiloh? I don't know. I'm not home out of Paschim. I don't know. I'm not home out of Paschim. They quote from the Rav that he said that they used to follow the Shittas Agro to be made. Oh. So now, there are those people who have a minig, they take dry food and they put the food in the refrigerator on Friday night and they put it on a blech on Shabbos. So at first glance will say, Avada, it's Rav Moshe Shittas. Right? Fire is covered. That's all the Havzir. It's dry. And of course, it's dry. Of course, the sheet is grow. There's no need for what? No Nitzan of the Gamri. All you're missing is the spatial circle. All you're missing is what? Oh, the Biyodo. But when Moshe was making it, he put it on a table. The refrigerator is like a table. So one might defend that minute. That's what it's very severe. I thought table and floor is not a lot of Moshe Mitzinah. Why is the floor more common than the table? The Pashim, the Mepharshim saying that the floor is cold. In the Sea of Tzatz, the Gamre. The Lashon is just supposed to be why the floor is worse than the table. If you take either of those criteria, you put it in the refrigerator overnight, it's much worse. It's colder than the floor. You slept 8 hours. Shabbos, you can sleep 8 hours, right? At least. So you slept 8 hours in between. You were Sea of Tzatz, the Gamre, you were dreaming the whole time. So I thought that that's not as, even if Ramosh is right, and it works for the edge of a blech, and it works for a table, I don't think it works for a refrigerator. But the only way to fend for this minig is to say the famous Ramah. The famous Ramah says a minig is based upon a Ran. The Ran interpreted Yerushalmi to tell us that these two conditions of Oda B'Yoda and that of the Hach were only necessary if it was off the flame on Friday night. If it was on the flame Friday night, then you don't need those conditions. So there were those who keep the food on the fire Friday night, then they put it in the fridge, it's on the fire before Korban HaShemash. After they finish dinner, they put it in the fridge, then they can put it back on the blech, according to Shita Saran, which the Ramah quotes. True, but the Ramah says, Hov L'Hachmer, shouldn't rely on this Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli doesn't mention anything of the sort. Not only that, but there are many Mepharshim who said that the Ran misinterpreted the Yerushalmi. They won't give us the Yerushalmi. The Shiori HaKorban says, and the Chazanish says, that it's not shot in the Yerushalmi. It's against all the other Rishonim. So the Chazchila is very difficult to be maker. Yes, a generation ago, and we have to worry about people being Mechal Shabbos Mamish, so there were many Rabbanim who felt, look, you want to have the Hatzul on Shabbos, this is the only way to do it. No, what can you do? But certainly it's not a chatzil. Ramah says that you shouldn't do it, and maybe the Ramah is maybe be quote wrong, the wrong shot in the Yerushalmi. It's hard to be making on this. Someone does it, I fight over it. But I don't think you should do it. I don't think it's something which we should follow. Yes? Correct.
But if you said it's not a record, then probably it's just doing their own stuff.
Who?
They don't have the same.
Who?
What
that? What that? What that? There is no
bathroom.
Stop, stop. Made it apparent. What do you mean? You hear that, please? Really, I hope you have a whole shit about that. That's exactly the same, why it's not so. Aside from that, the problem is Shem Yechad and the Gacholim.
Why not?
He pulled out the ace in the hole. I was waiting for that. That's the ace in the hole. So Moshe's ace in the hole. So Moshe's a tshuva, which people don't know about. Top secret tshuva. Where Moshe writes, that the whole thing we're discussing last week and this week shouldn't apply the chlal to our stoves and ovens. The chlal not. Why not? Because we don't have wood. We have gas heat. Gas fueled fires. Where there's no gechol to be machate. Ah, your Moshe has to get the stuff. Oh, very nice. You can't stoke the coal. But you just turn up the dial and it's going to raise the heat. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's like adding new wood to the fire. I mean, only found exactly going to stoke the present wood, now you're going to add new wood. But the chalal is what to talk about. You don't need a blech either. Get the blech.
Well,
that's why you don't need a blech. They never made exactly like that.
No, that's already in the home.
I hear you. You pull out an ace in the hole. That ace in the hole, I can't argue with. But to say that the Mimar Moshe himself wasn't relying on that, because he has numerous truths, assuming that that's not true. So if there's an ace in the hole, keep it in that mind, like if the Yevet or something like that. We'll keep that in mind. But Moshe did not pass in that way, but Araya has numerous truths where he discusses all the ins and the outs of Shvi and Achzara. According to what you're saying, there's no problem at all. Yeah, it's Chazal, it doesn't apply. Maybe not. And if it would be near to the Vashal, then they have to hold it, so we'll discuss all the various parameters. Okay. Look, if we're talking about ace in the hole, there are more we saw in hell didn't hold from near to the Vashal. We held from the Shem Yechad, the bigger column, so that's enough of an ace. It's a bigger ace. Anyway, that's a good point you raised. Leaving that out, we're back where we started from. Where's the Moshe's Shuv? I think it's the Chalik Aleph, I believe. I think, I don't have it in front of me. I think this is the first chalak of our time. Alright? Because one of the older tubas, we mentioned that slur. Really like trade people. But alright, it's good to know. You have to know all the factors. Oh. Now, Abel says, how do I heat up food? The Balabal says to you, Rabbi, I need hot food. What can I do? The Bam's such a machmir. So far, I've been an amazing machmir. Even the Kedera Gabe Kedera, which the Machaba has, I wasn't so happy with. So the Rambam might argue. And now the Hefter with the Rambam, this other Rambam with the Ran, I also don't like. And the blessed episode, well, what do you do? I have my own Hefter, which other people don't like, which I do like. And that is, I have a couple of Hefter. One of them is non-adjustable hot plate. In my opinion, a non-adjustable electrical hot plate Heptagon. Why? Because need a reason for the answer plot. Not Nurek and Mavash, because no one's cooked anything on it. And it's not Shemi Yechad because you can't adjust it. Yes.
Even if you could adjust it, still it can that borrow?
Yeah, I could do it.
More electricity?
Yeah. Putting up the red thing on there, so we got red?
Well, it's assuming it has something that
doesn't get hot by itself.
Right, now what? There's another mechanism of heating,
except the volume
is blowing. I don't know. I'm not familiar with
microwave. We saw that the first week. But they don't have microwave-powered hot plates. I don't think they have that yet. I don't know, maybe they do.
Well, no, let's say you have something which is not glowing metal. Maybe something else is hot.
I think it's all glowing metal. I think
it's
hot. Oh, all right. We're going to talk about it. But I don't know about enough about it yet. Yes, Tommy. So I want to use the one that has no knob, non-adjustable. I have it in my house. Cheaper. It's plugged in, no adjustment, no high, no low, nothing. $5 you can get it. They once, I gave a sheet in my shul by this, they told me, Rabbi, it's on sale for $5. It was sold out. All the ladies in my shul went to get it, it was gone before it turned around. Now everything's so sophisticated, they don't have the plain, non-adjustable type. You can't get it anymore now. Everything's so sophisticated with buttons, with computers. Give me plain, non-adjustable warming tray with one setting, and that's all. That, I think, is most. Neither reason applies. I have to tell you that Rabbi Ida agrees with me, and the Shemir Shabbat disagrees. He asks me. Yes. Why does he ask this? I don't know. I don't know why he asks it. Because it's like Kashin Gavoma. Kashin Gavoma, I thought there's a possibility after all of some Chitui. V'araya, it's also Betana. It's only with the Bekir, it's also Betana. There's no Chitui. You can't do anything. I thought it's Mutsu. Yeah. Pull the plug out. That's a good question. Some folks wanted to suggest you put up your, that will apply to walking food, put up to the highest setting, maybe there's no Shem Yichata. That could apply even to an oven, even to a stove. Put up. So the person can say, you'll lower it, you'll raise it, you'll lower it, you'll raise it.
I'm saying,
I don't think I made an example of unplugging. That's too far to go. Plant food in the Zerah Tazah. That's what I just said. I turn it down and put it back up again. Or even turning it down is also a problem. You say, that's not part of the Zerah Tazah. You'll turn it down, you'll put it up. Fragile, you're right. Close the fire, you're right. Anything else. Take our own Zerah. Not our own Zerah. That's common sense. Can't do it. Then I have another cooler. They say, Rabbi, come on. These hot plates, I can't get it hot. True, doesn't really get it. I mean, it gets it. Warm. We want it smoking, piping hot. Oh, come on. Get this. They even aim for them, haven't they? The Tiani has died. It's again against many folks, but all right. Shabbos stop. The Chazanish asks it Lagamri. Why? Simple. He says that the Isser, we mentioned already this last week, is not on the Maisa of Hafzara, but what we call the Matzah. Even if a monkey put it there, it's no good. Because you're going to be Mechata Bekakom after the monkey went away. So if you put it on the fire, and the Shabbos goes on an hour later, the second the Shabbos goes on, you're supposed to pull the pot off. That's what you write. Once you're talking about electricity, the sky's the limit. I mean, you can get it as hot as you want. What's going on with any electrical wire? I don't know what the best thing would be. I guess an electric range would be one way to get it very hot. What else do we have besides electrical wire? Rock pot, okay. The kids, there are ways to get it very hot. A Ramah. The old dad, a Ramah, open up. In Reishon and Gimel, Sif Hei. The Ramah is the following, a very interesting case.
Kolim Eitzel Atina. I had the title last week. Very cold, all right? Was the last week very cold? The last Shabbos was very cold, all right? And then the Balabasim, I was in the mountains somewhere. You know, why you want to go to the mountains and when you know it's going to be 0 degrees, it's beyond me, but you know, that's where my summer home is, my full year-round summer home. Heating. After we got there with the heating, they all huddled around as well, you know, with the heating. They put on a, they had a fireplace. I had the title last week. Very cold, all right? Was the last week very cold? The last Shabbos was very cold, all right? And then the Balabasim, I was in the mountains somewhere. You know, why you want to go to the mountains and when you know it's going to be 0 degrees, it's beyond me, but you know, that's where my summer home is, my full year-round summer home. Heating! After we got there with the heating, they all huddled around as well, you know, with the heating, they put on a, they had a fireplace. Good. A little warm. Now the wood is going to burn out on Shabbos, so I had a shiloh on Friday afternoon. Can I ask the shiksa? They had a little intercourse with them. So can this non-Jewish woman put wood on the fire on Shabbos because they're freezing? I said, yes, but often it didn't. Hakol Cholim. But in Europe, they had another stick they pulled. Once you're allowed to tell the guy to put the, to heat a fire, so what could you do? Before the guy got there, wait a minute, I want to put something on top of this tanner. Put the chol on the top of the fire. Top of the tanner. So she'll throw in the wood for purposes of heating the building. It shouldn't be too cold. The man have hot chol. Drummer? Amon says, לכן נוהגים שאינו יהודים מוציאים הקצרת מן התנור שמדמינים אלו מושיב אלו עושים אצל תנר בית החור או עולו ומעבר את השפח אחר כך התנר ההוא ועל ידי הקצרת חוזים ונרצוחים אבל על ידי ישרוע לא עושה בחי אגב אבל גם הקצרת עדיין חמין מותר להעמיד אין אצל תנר בית החורף מייחה שנסבור את התנור לנשום זה מפירו, צמיחה בצירו שאין הגוף הקטומה כדי גוף הקטומה, אם זה סינה עולה, etc. 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 That's a Ramon Sipe.
לא.
He's matter with a guy and asked with a Jew. Question. The Chazanish said a monkey is also. But a guy is a vada also. The Chazanish ball with this Ramon. How could Ramon let you put the... Come on. Let you put the pot on top of this Tanner Beis HaChorev to a guy. You can't do it to a monkey, I can do it to a guy. Chazanish gives two terutsu. Gives two terutsu. This one terutsu, his first terutsu is Ein derech levashel agabi Tanner Kazem and Atzad. It's like Kineged HaMedura, agabi Mechem, it's like Tomei. That's okay. That's okay. There should be a butter to put it there even after you lit the fire. No, that's what the Chazanish suggests. It's almost impossible to, almost impossible. I'll tell you why. One sec. Because there are more ends off and says that I read you before. Aval emakzeres adayim chamin mutal amidim etzel tanur beis achor. Like what? Like the smicha, the kirish ain't a gufa uktuma. What do you see? It's only mutter eight alatana, but it's not mutter what? Alatana. It's only mutter eight and not al. So you see, klar, it's not like a negar amadura. It's not like summer. It's considered mamash ala eish. So the Chazanish's teret is very shver. This is another teret of Chazanish. That's the one I prefer. Quote, Al Kachav Tarach Loma the Choshu Adova Lashia Meir of Shabbos Veloka Chazora Kevin Shebishas Hanocha Hatanar Tzonein. Not like a monkey. If a monkey puts on a hot fire, I have to get it off. But if I put it, or the guy puts it on a cold fire, and later on the guy will put up the fire in order to keep the people warm in a very cold wintry day, then it's going to be mutter. They never included this in the Isra of Avzor. They consider it to be Shi'ir. So that's the Chazanish. Rav Moshe is a Svara, where he seems to say, it's Bechlal, it's not Bechlal Zeret Chazal. Chazal didn't have Shabbos Tzah. If that's the case, you can say it's even less than Shi'ir. It's not that Bechlal Zeret Chazal. If that's the case, it seems to me that it's Minig Olam is right. The Mishnah Berurah right there in Siman Resh Nun Gimel, Sif Cotton Kuf Gimel, quote, Ha'olam Nagu Hetzalitin Alav Seres Chaman Kodam Hetzal, even Yisrael. Not just two, as we asked before, why didn't have Dina Goy? The Mishnah Berurah is Enochanami. The Minig is to do it even through a Yisrael. Through Yisrael. It's like Shehiyah. This is Mutzah B'machal Ben Rusoy. Well, like a Moshe, Thomas always says no Gzeir. I, Nirekim Avasho. Apparently, we don't apply this particular situation. But right now, there's no fire. Right now, there's no fire. And if you look carefully, you will see that the Ramah, who's Matir only Smicha, is referring to a case where the Tana is already heated up. So when the Tana is already heated up, then only Smicha's Mutter. Look at the source of the image of Chumash Adash, and it says Beferish that way. But to put it on the top of the fire before the fire was lit, the Tana Beis HaChorev, The Taka Mutter to Israel? Yes. What? Well, fire, not for, for Tat, but fire for... Dina? Correct. True, but if I expand the fire to heat the house, and then I'm a wise guy, and before the fire is put on, I put my pot there, but clearly I have an additional come on as well, namely, that the fire should heat my chol.
That's true.
Yeah, I have to go to the Shabbos class. This is against the moment I'm wrong. The moment Avram asks us to put it before the Hesek, why? Shema Yechata Begacholim Achakach. Makes sense, what you're saying? That's the Chazanish originally suggested. So if that's the case, it's very schwer. Why the Mutai de Goy? That's the Chazanish's kasha. Assuming that the Goy is us. So I thought that Myra was correct. And the truth of the matter is, Ramoshu, I think, is basically masking to me. Except he has a different reason why he asked the whole thing. He doesn't believe in Shabbos Tzatz, period. So the famous Shuvah, like, with some reason, lights, that should really be awesome, but that you can't ask him. He asked all Shabbos Tzatz, but if he wouldn't ask all Shabbos Tzatz, it would have been not to this case that appeared. So since the minute all of them, I think, is to use Shabbos Tzatz, because we use the air conditioners, right? We use it for all kinds of things. So then, I thought it should be mutter. That's what I thought. Okay, so I gave you two coolers. Okay, that's the only chumas. One more Nakuda before we bring this series to a conclusion. And that is what about B'diyev? After the fact, when it was done, Shaloka did. That's very lamaisi. You come to somebody's house, they do things you don't think is proper based on what you learned here. So what do you do then? Get the leash. Why not? What's the Shaloka? Then I'll, once it's on, I'll play with it. You put on enough. I go from my put on enough. No way to get rid of that. Okay, what do you do with the Eved if the... Let's break it. That's what someone asked me. If I have an adjustable hot thread and I break it, so right now it's no longer adjustable. I can go to a mechanic and fix it. All right, right now it's not adjustable. But if at least you took off the knob, the pashtus, you just, you don't have to take off the knobs to cover the fire whenever those coolers work. And if you don't cover the fire, it won't help to take off the knobs, or even to cover the knobs. Same thing. So unless you get the fire, the top of the range, you hold off, you're going to fire, you get red. So it's considered a fire. If it's not red, you want to know, it's a good question. It's black. Maybe that's what we said before. If it's not glowing, maybe it's not considered a fire. I don't know. Good question. Maybe they never made anything there. It's not going to go. Maybe not. But most of them are red anyway. So it doesn't help. Rabotai, b'diyevet. Somebody prepared Shabbos food for you in a way. You come to the Shabbos morning. You see that they're doing things that you feel not proper to do. Now you're in a bad situation. What's the halacha? It's all sugar to Gemara. Shachach v'shah, the whole discussion in the Gemara. That's by Shah. What does Shah mean? Shiyah. He left it off before Shabbat Shalokadim. That's his lesson. Macha ben Gusoi, and it wasn't covered with a blech. So then that's no good even according to the Ramah. What happens then? It's bad news. Yes, no, Shogeg, maybe. That's a whole long story. That's not our main concern. Our main concern is Hachzor. That's what we really... She is easy. You put a blast on her soul. The problem is Hachzor. Hachzor is not to be found in the Gemara. I mean, the Easter is found. But the evidence of Hachzor is not found. It's to be shown to talk about it. So in Agal Kashri, Karakira, and Simon Bay, or Gimel, let's see, Simon Bay, but Sarachian, Im Hagazir Beisur Beshoge, Im Mutar Ba'achila Olo. Sorry? The Dilma Dafka Shocha Kedera Ubishla Shani Takin Amachal Beshabbat Beisur. Abba Ba'achzara Fahoya Royal Achila Ve'enanena Kalkach Lo? Fiapa gavdi and noch we also the Torah Yisrael mutok ya gavno shene Yisrael nena mi menu kol kach yikomakong she Yisrael batmo also Yisrael efshel the kansua rabona. He's not sure about Hechtu be Yisrael. Why should Hechtu be Yisrael be better than Hazor is worse than she is? Why should it be better? It's very pushing. You didn't have so much hano. Now what's the case? We have to tell you what the case is, the Hazor Toshi. There are three possible cases, right? Lone is possible called Torako. There is Mistamik Varyofalo and Mistamik Varalo. We're going up. Okay. What case are we talking about? It doesn't say word. It's better to get to us. If we're going to answer this, we want to know what case are we talking about. It doesn't say a word. So the Chazanish is the suffix. Avada says Chazanish is the bushel called Torko. Avada. It wasn't it's a bishel. So the shaila is it Mistamik Varalo or Mistamik Viyopolo? What case is he talking about? That's the topic of Chazanish. What case is he talking about? Look, you have to follow the Ramo. The Ramo has the following hello in Reishon and Gimel. Sif Aleph. The Nechziro Yisrael Dino Ka'ovar Vishal. And therefore, the Mitzamek Viralo Mutter Sherelo Nene Minho Yisrael. What do you think? If it's Mitzamek Viralo with Mutter, because you have no Hano from the Yisrael. Mitzamek Viyofalo, then it's also. Go right to Ramo. This is Lashon in Hegziro Yisrael Dino Ka'ovar V'shoh. It's the Mishnah Brewer. The Hegziro Yisrael B'Shabbat Afilu V'shogeg Dino Ka'ovar V'shoh B'mezi the Oster Mitzamek V'yopalo. In other words, it's knocked down a peg, knocked down a notch. That's what it says. So the question is, the quote of the Chazanish, quote, Miu l'das haram de b'shoa b'shoge kashu de mitzvashu kol tzorko shori hafilim mitzvashu b'yofalo eilon umokor leser as amuzer b'mavushu kol tzorko mitzvashu b'yofalo on the machwesh amorachai osa v'etikor amo for iku horo l'isr, end quote. This is horo l'isr and you can't quibble. Osa, finish. The truth of the matter is, I don't understand this Ramo either. That's my problem. What's the source of the Ramah? This is in parentheses, Hagos Mordechai. That's true. Hagos Mordechai is exactly what the Ramah says he says. Then have zero Yisrael, even Vishogate, Dino Kova Vishah, and it's also. Talmud is his father. Hagos Mordechai is the Sheet also. He holds, and Shehiyah is also the Mubushah called Soko, and it's time for Yofalo, even Shehiyah. But the Machaber Pasuk of the Rambam, that it's mutter. And according to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't argue on that. So how can you ask the Hafzara? What do you mean, Dino Ka'ovar V'shoa? The Shoa itself is going to be mutter. So, it's a big problem. How do you read the words of the Rambam? The Rambam, according to Hagos Mordechai, who asks his Ova V'shoa, the Melech, Dio Yisrael V'shoa, goes like Ova V'shoa. But the Mechaba and the Ramo before seem to be matter of a Vishah once you reach a certain point, the Mitzamek of a Vishah called Tzorpa. So what is the Ramo talking about? How do you say Pshat from this Ramo? Shamot to me is very, very difficult. Don't understand it. So Mishnah Berurah says, what's the Ezra Dava? Laman Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, Hatad and Achmarin and Bechazara Tfemi Bishriya, the Ka'ovid Meister. Very nice. He did a Meister. But since when everybody does a Meister, more common than not a Meister? You don't find it over here in this context. The Gemara is the case by Bishul, not by Achzor. On the contrary, Chazanish suggests that Achzor should be more cow than Shehiyah. Why more cow? Because, simple reason. Because precisely because it's a more common than Geisr, people are less likely to do it, which would be more makeable than the Evans. I'll tell you a secret. Chazanish is stupid. Was that going? Oh, she's referring to a case of Mitzanik, the Yoffel of Mitzanik Varallo. I have a much more radical suggestion. In my opinion, she's referring to a case where it's not even a wish of Mosar. Because I go to Oshri, goes to Bali Atais. And the Bali Atais is passing the ones in the wish of Samacha Ben Rusoi. It ain't Bishal Achabish. That's what he says. That ain't a nana cold cock. We ain't a nana cold cock. It was edible for Dolchak even beforehand. As opposed to Shehiyah, he passed like Kananya, by definition, the whole history of Shehiyah was not yet Macho Ben Rusoi even before Shabbat. That's how I love Shad Agos Oshri. Maybe specific radical, but if you consider that the Bali, because the Agos Oshri, or the Bali Atos, it fits in perfectly. That's what I thought. Ramah is so much shver, so much shver. But of course, Ramah only asks him to zero the Yisrael, Dinos Ova Vashor. What about a Goy? The Merzira and Yehudi B'Shabbos, Dino Keshokach B'Shor. So writes the Ramah. Well, then I go on Kosher, right? We just saw it. He's making when it comes to a Goy. I'm not arguing with the Kula. Kula's fine by me. But the words Keshokach B'Shor are a big problem. What do you mean Dino Keshokach B'Shor? So the Goy explains that amazing of a Goy is like a Shogi of the Yisrael. The Goy says. I don't understand. Achzoras Nochi b'mezid, but like Achzoras Yisrael b'shoge. From all of a sudden, the very next line, after Achzoras Yisrael b'shoge. How can the Gemara make the comparison? It's literally the next line of Ramah, he asks Yisrael b'shoge. How can you imagine a goy b'mezid? I don't understand. Yes?
So
I must say,
explain that
shoge b'mezid. And that's zero Yisrael dino k'ova b'sho. Oh, do you want to say it means b'mezid
only?
Could be. I thought a grown man meant. Okay. Because the source is the shog is the Mogan Avram and Sharach Ronan. Maybe the grower doesn't use that Mogan Avram. Maybe you're right. Maybe the grower doesn't use the Mogan Avram. But the Pasha Pshah is like the Mogan Avram, I thought. The Kitzer, I thought the Shverer grower, I didn't understand it. He argued with that Mogan Avram. I thought the Pasha Pshah. That God does it with Sufik Mechlal, even though he is royal, it doesn't fit the Evid. Comes to a guy's maker. All right. Fine. I can understand the cooler. But the Allah wants to be maker based on the Ramon and Sipay. Ramon only asks if a guy is master, if it's Mitzane, or Mishum Bishop. That's what the Ramon seems to say over here in Sipay. What did Ramos say over there? Let's read Ramos today one more time. We have to end with this Ramos. Ramos is called Advarim Sha'osu Lasos Midvarim Elu Osu Loma Lagoy Lasos Lachay Lachabishu. And also, what's the reason? You can eat it cold. You can have cold chicken. You can have cold kugel. You know, he made the chicken hat and the chicken or the kugel hat. There's more ground to be makele b'dievet. The cold soup, you really can't have hot, then I would be much more mocked. So again, if you have a combination of all these svaras, maybe the general rules of Master Shabbos should apply to one day as Mekel. And we have a day of Rav Moshe, and we may also have a day of the Ran. Right? So now other few other coolers. Plus, if it's a solid, then which is my svar over here, then I think it's ground to be Mekel. But for liquid, I'll be the only two. You have to be super Shabbos. So I think if it's a solid ground,
I want to be mekel with the Yemen. With this pun, I'll end the shiur. And I enjoy always speaking to the Talmidim.